pretty exciting. Gearing up for a pretty special awards ceremony tonight. This is the culmination of months of planning by the hardworking people at ABC, but it's really a product of the efforts of inspirational people in your community. Some of these people have been working tirelessly to improve the suburbs, the neighbourhoods of Brisbane all year and beyond. And you're about to meet one of them. She came up with an idea for something that she believed would make a big difference in the lives of many. She wanted to help people get fit, but not in the way that you might think. She's been nominated as a finalist in the ABC Radio Brisbane Community Spirit Awards. We will know who wins tonight, and the whole ceremony will be live streamed on Facebook. But I think without further ado, I should introduce to you one of our finalists in the category of Community Champion. Her name is Belle Koloshin, and she is the co-founder and director of Sign and Us. Belle, you look sensational. How's it feel to get kitted out for an awards ceremony after the year we've had?
Oh, it feels really, really nice.
Just ditch the trackies.
Just ditch the trackies. Yeah, absolutely. I'm so stoked.
Now, tell us a little bit about Sign and Us.
Yeah, so we are a fully accessible gym or health hub for the deaf and hard of hearing community in Brisbane. So, yeah.
What gave you the idea for this gym?
Well, my parents are both profoundly deaf. So are my grandparents, aunties and uncles. So I grew up with a fully deaf family. And I discovered my passion for fitness a couple of years ago. And I realized there was a huge barrier and a huge gap in the deaf and hard of hearing community in getting fit. So I decided that that was something that needed to change in the community.
Well, good for you. I can't imagine the massive difference that would make in people's lives. How would your gym be discernibly different from another gym?
So we do all functional fitness classes in Auslan. So we sign all of our classes.
Wow. So you've got a gym, like an instructor of the class?
Yes.
Are they signing as well?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. That's aerobics with an edge. That's impressive.
Yeah.
What have been some of the challenges that you've had to overcome to bring this dream into reality?
I guess just getting it all together. I mean, it's been 18 months since we've started just doing little local classes here and there, trying to build up the community to get involved, and then obviously finding funding, which we self-funded fully for ourselves, and then just going from there, I guess. Yeah.
What's been the response? Like, what do people say when they come to their first class?
Phenomenal. Yeah. Like, we have so many people. I've had people, you know, in tears after classes saying thank you so much for creating such an amazing community that we have built for Brisbane. But yeah, it's been overwhelming how much we've got from the deaf community.
How, you know, you said you identified a gap here in the Brisbane area.
Yeah.
You probably would have done research as part of your planning.
Absolutely.
For this business. Yep. Is it a gap that exists beyond Brisbane?
Absolutely. Australia-wide. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Worldwide even.
Why is that?
I think people recognise the deaf and hard of hearing community as a disability, which, yes, but also I feel like they don't understand or are unaware of how the deaf community works or how deaf people interact in day-to-day life. You know, they're exactly like us. They just can't hear. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the awareness and accessibility is just something that really needs to be put out there.
What did your parents say when they came through your front door of your gym that you'd worked so hard for the first time? Do you remember that moment?
Yeah, they were so proud.
Yeah.
They were so proud. My mum, she's been doing my classes ever since I started, so she was kind of the starting point pretty much for generating the hype, I guess, and she was so, so proud and did her first class in the gym and she loved it. And same with my dad as well. They were all really, really great.
Tears and enthusiastic Auslan signing.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
I just think that's fantastic. Okay. So you've got this gym up and running. It happened as a result of a lot of time and energy spent into addressing the needs of the community.
Yeah.
But it happened in a year that was pretty tricky, right?
Yeah.
Gyms were shutting all over the place.
The restrictions lifted and we opened one.
Yeah. How how's the pandemic affected things?
To be honest, it was our driving point. So I was working in hospitality, which did have a hard hit when COVID happened. So I decided to take a step back and really focus on how can I make accessible gyms work. And so that was pretty much where it all came from, just sitting at home in my trackies, decided not to Netflix and chill for the rest of the day and, yeah, do something about it and try and close that gap. So COVID, honestly, was what made it happen faster.
I just respect that so much. I think that's fantastic. And yeah. I'm not alone, obviously, because you have been nominated for our Community Spirit Awards. We'll be announcing the winners this evening. You're a finalist. Belle Koloshin, how did it feel when you found out about the nomination, that someone had said, hey, Belle's fantastic, she deserves an award?
Oh, I cried. No, it's really humbling to know that there are people out there that are acknowledging the hard work that we've put into signing us, and just the community that we've built. So it's really humbling, and I'm really excited to see where this can go.
I just think it's brilliant. And as you said, there's a gap, and it's not limited to Brisbane, although you've addressed it in Brisbane, which is great. But there's so much potential here. So where to from here, Belle?
We're hoping that we can make accessible health hubs all around Australia. Mm-hmm. That's the next step. So as soon as borders are open all around Australia, we really want to start tapping into all the major cities.
So if someone is hearing this and saying, I am interested in finding out more, or I want to tell someone who maybe isn't hearing this because this is something that they could really benefit from, how do you get involved?
On our website, it's just www.signandus.com. .com.au. We have everything there. There's a contact me page there, and we can get in touch and help as much as we can.
Belle Koloshin, congratulations.
Thank you.
Co-founder and director of Sign and Us. Have you got used to saying that yet?
No, it still doesn't feel real.
One of our finalists in the ABC Radio Brisbane Community Spirit Awards. All the very best. Such a winner in so many ways. Congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure to meet you, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.